Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today. These next few episodes will all have some kind of theme tied into Easter, and I'm so excited to share them with you. Please join us at Gift of Giving Life on Instagram or over on Facebook, and we can have a conversation about these podcast episodes. Enjoy! Today's book review is entitled Empowering, Inspiring, Healing. Thank you. A friend gave this to me for my fourth birth. I wish I had had it for my first. It is so beautiful. The stories, principles, and perspectives shared guided me through so much healing from the various traumas associated with childbirth, pregnancy, postpartum, etc. I've since purchased it over and over and over, gifting it to all the beautiful women in my life who are expecting. I don't suppose everyone will agree with every perspective shared in the book, but I believe it contains powerful insights for all women across all cultures. Thank you for this and all it has done for me. Today's episode is titled The Sacrament and the First Trimester. The morning had been hurried as I struggled to get four children ready for 9 a.m. church. My husband was in an early priesthood meeting. I had been hit with a wave of fatigue that begged my body to take to the couch and sleep instead of coming to sacrament meeting. I sat on the bench in our chapel fighting the tiredness of my bones as another wave of nausea swept my body. Oh, Father, I am here. Help me manage my weak stomach. I want to be more than here physically. I want to be present spiritually. I was in my first trimester of pregnancy, familiar with these sensations, but wrapped up in the physical challenges that pregnancy can bring. My mind turned to the Savior. He was tired. Heavy, the scriptures say. Was he overcome with nausea as his body lurched forward, taking upon him the sins of all mankind? I'm sure his bones ached with tiredness. I sat humbled, knowing that the cup that he begged taken away was not removed, but filled to the brim and consumed willingly. What he suffered for me was much more than I can comprehend, so much more than what I felt or would ever feel. My heart turned to him, and I was grateful for the blessing to give life in similitude of the Savior who gave life to all mankind through the power of the atonement. I was filled with gratitude as the young men in their white shirts and ties were passing the sacred emblems of the sacrament, offering me something I could not give myself. I thought of the life within me that needed me to offer it something it could not give itself. Giving life does not come without its challenges. It certainly was not easy for the Savior. My mind turned to Moses 6:69. And inasmuch as ye were born into the world by water and blood, and the spirit which I have made, and so became dust of a living soul, even so ye must be born again into the kingdom of heaven, of water, and of the spirit, and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of mine only begotten, that ye might be sanctified from all sin, and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world, and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. This life within me would come into the world by water and blood and the Spirit, and would again be asked to come unto the Savior by water, blood, and the Spirit through baptism, receiving and exercising the gift of the Holy Ghost, partaking of the sacrament, and applying the atonement. What a gift it is to partake of the sacrament. What a gift it is to give life. What a gift it is to know the Savior. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.